From the very first day Tony inserted his plug into himself, he would call and leave messages daily pleading with me to allow him to see me. Unless there was some medical issue concerning the plug, I didn't really need to converse with Tony. Better he remain apprehensive and horny until I felt it was time to rev up his journey from master to my masterpiece of submission. I thought in the beginning how rude and how overbearing Tony was to his former submissives, and it made the bitch in me quite angry that he thought he could treat me the same way. As if being a woman and smaller than him in stature meant that I was supposed to be submissive to the likes of him. Tony may have been intimidating to some because he was built like a bull, but not me, because I finessed him like a matador. Waiting a week would not only loosen his sphincter, but delaying seeing him for that long made him desperate and eager to please. By now, the messages he left revealed that this strategy removed the bass from his voice, and it now sounded treble with submission and desperation. As the lumberjacks say, the bigger they come, the harder they fall. He was mine for the taking. You have been listening to The Empress Catherine of www.strokemistress.com.